Checking in on the local market's performance amidst it all, the JSE All Share Index in line with the global trend today, up 0.5%, bolstered primarily by the resources 10 component trading 1.5% higher, financial 15 managing a just over 0.5% climb, and the industrial 25 a touch in the green. Joining me in studio now to take a closer look at the day's markets activity, Craig Pfeiffer from APSA Stockbrokers and Portfolio Management. Craig, thanks so much for joining us this evening. Okay, so there we have it. Risk on trade coming back into play today. This while risk events still loom large. Are investors simply being opportunistic at this point to where they can? Because fundamentally, nothing's really changed, has it?
Not really fundamentally. I think the markets get a bit of momentum. It does certainly feed off the global markets. And I think we notched up our seventh day in a row of gains. So very much a momentum-driven market. And, you know, I think if you look at the volumes, also fairly low. I think we did about 16, 17 billion today, which is probably still below average. And you know, in that kind of environment, you know, a little bit of excitement, a little bit of optimism, and we can move quite nicely. Yeah. So I think in the first few days of June, we've wiped off that whole nearly 4.5%, 5% that we lost in May.
Yeah, which is a good thing for now. Interestingly enough, diversified miners faring the best, and this despite the prospect of an escalation in the U.S.-China trade war continuing to threaten sentiment. Are you seeing opportunity in that space, given the fact that we've got that playing out on the trade scene, but then also Chinese stimulus potentially coming to the fore to prop up growth on that end?
Yes, and you potentially got the U.S. also stopping their tightening, or you know, maybe even reversing, and also becoming a bit more accommodative. So you've got that. You've got Japan still very large quantitative easing program going. China also looking to improve liquidity and you know, support their market. So if you look around the world, Australia, India, all cutting rates. Potentially also looking at our own domestic economy getting a rate cut fairly soon. So it seems like that's the trend, and it's all about, you know, just supporting the economy, improving demand, and keeping the engine going.
And kicking the can a little bit further down the road as well. Do you just use it and, you know, leverage off that opportunity while you can?
Yeah, that's, I think so. You know, yeah, the interest rates are there to try and, you know, or lower interest rates, try to stimulate demand, improve confidence, get people going out there and demanding goods and services. And then we'll see, and we'll get more numbers like we did today on the manufacturing side, where people are producing things because there's demand for them.
Absolutely. Well, I want to hone in on some company news out today. Naspers PayU agreeing to buy Turkish digital payments company Iziko for $165 million. What have you made off that transaction? It, of course, then you know, enhances or builds its exposure to Turkey's e-commerce market.
Well, that's part of the Naspers strategy. They've been building for many years now their global e-commerce internet business. And this just bolsters a bit on their payments and fintech side. Small in the scheme of things, in
165.
Yeah, 106, what's my number? $165 million in the context of a $104 billion company. So it's quite tiny, but it's all of these bolt-on acquisitions that have built up this e-commerce part of the business over time, which is the bulk of the business now. And that's what we're going to see listed towards the end of next month.
And that's what Naspers has been pretty emphatic about, is the fact that it is looking for ways to augment the naturally high organic growth in its markets by investing in a new technology, as well as ensuring a bit of market consolidation, which I guess then just bulks up its competitive muscle.
Yeah, very much so. And I think that is a high growth market. More and more people are going to be doing things online, transacting online, and they're going to be at the forefront of that, particularly in areas that are still developing, where it's quite, you know, still in its infancy. And there they can get the benefit of the growing market, as well as the, you know, even a growing market share.
Absolutely. I want to take a look at storage property. It traded higher. It's announced the value of its property portfolio had risen, 56%. So a lot of acquisitive activity coming into play there. But it's also upped its dividend 9%. And that's something that will always leave investors smiling, I guess.
Yes, particularly in a market in the property space that's been under the cosh of late. But this is a kind of a different property play, given what they do, offering storage facilities here locally in South Africa and in the UK as well. And it's a growing business, and as you said, they've bulked up their portfolio, value of that to around 6 billion rand now. The stock itself, a market cap of about 4.5 to 5 billion. So it's a small company, but their outlook as well was for a dividend growing another 7 to 9% in the year ahead. And the share price has also just kept going up in response.
Moving in the opposite direction, Tongaat, very, very quickly, the CEO saying that it's business as usual despite suspension of its shares. Are you convinced?
Yes, well, I think what they suspended the shares just while they look at the balance sheet and the value of the underlying business and the properties. So at the moment, it's a balance sheet financial statements problem, not an operational problem. But when we start having to go and borrow or finance and start impacting cash flows, and we might have to sell off assets, then it might become an operational business.
Okay,
issue.
So one to watch there. What's your stock pick at the moment?
Well, I've previously looked at United Technologies. That's a company that operates in the aerospace industry. They have or produce the Pratt & Whitney jet engines. And just over the course of the last week, they've announced a merger with Raytheon. And this is also an innovative aerospace. They invented missiles and they invented the first microwave oven, as it turned out. And these are bringing in two substantial companies. It's apparently a merger of equals. This never quite works out like that, but just going to create a new global aerospace giant and technology company.
Let's leave it there, Craig. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for
having
joined us at the desk this evening. Craig Pfeiffer is with APSA Stockbrokers and Portfolio Management. What's your stock pick at the moment?
Well, I've previously looked at United Technologies. That's a company that operates in the aerospace industry. They have or produce the Pratt & Whitney jet engines. And just over the course of the last week, they've announced a merger with Raytheon. And this is also an innovative aerospace. They invented missiles and they invented the first microwave oven, as it turned out. And these are bringing in two substantial companies. It's apparently a merger of equals. This never quite works out like that, but just going to create a new global aerospace giant and technology company.
Let's leave it there, Craig. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for
joined
us at the desk this evening. Craig Pfeiffer is with APSA Stockbrokers and Portfolio Management.